I want to turn now to Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where we're joined by John Idsty. He's at the 9/11 memorial there. John, can you hear me?
Hi, good morning, Audie.
Now, John, this is a location where a United Airlines Flight 93 was forced to the ground after passengers attempted to retake the plane from the hijackers. It crashed at 10:03, and we did observe a moment of silence to mark that event. John, can you describe the scene there right now?
Well, it's actually up to now been a beautiful sunny day here, Audie. Really not unlike that fateful morning 10 years ago. Right now, the Flight 93 Memorial Service is going on in front of us. We've just had a moment of silence at the time that the plane crashed, 10:03, 10 years ago today. Beyond the stage and seating area, this temporary stage and seating area, is the new granite and marble memorial that was dedicated yesterday. And beyond that, I can see the grove of hemlocks at the edge of the broad field where Flight 93 crashed 10 years ago.
Now, there was a memorial honoring the passengers and crew aboard Flight 93. That memorial was actually unveiled yesterday. Can you tell us about that ceremony? Because both former Presidents George W. Bush and President Clinton spoke at that ceremony.
Yes. In fact, I think it was really the bigger event of the two events here in Shanksville, because it marked the dedication of this long-awaited memorial, something that family and friends have been wanting for a long time. And it reflected, memorial service yesterday reflected exactly what the memorial is all about, and focused on this brave action that the Flight 93 passengers and crew undertook to stop the hijackers who had hijacked the plane after taking off in Newark, New Jersey, flying all the way to Cleveland, and then turning around and heading for Washington. The passengers understood that from phone calls that they'd had with people on the ground, and among themselves got together, voted on a course of action in just 30 minutes, and took action and stormed the cockpit. And the hijackers drove the plane into the ground here at Shanksville. And the memorial service was really quite beautiful, beautiful music from the Navy Brass Quintet and recording artist Sarah McLaughlin. The names of the passengers and crew were read out yesterday as well as they are being today. And a marble wall with the names of all the passengers and crew was unveiled. It was, a solemn service, but also celebratory, especially for the families of those who died. They've worked together with the local community and the Park Service to get this memorial built so that the lives and the heroism of their loved ones won't be forgotten. They were extremely pleased to see this memorial, though incomplete, dedicated yesterday.
And President George Bush actually spoke directly about the historical legacy the victims of Flight 93 left behind. We have a clip of that tape.
For generations, people will study the flight, the story of Flight 93. They will learn that individual choices make a difference, that love and sacrifice can triumph over evil and hate, and that what happened above this Pennsylvania field ranks among the most courageous acts in American history.
John, can you remind us of what the scene was there 10 years ago? You were one of the reporters who went to the scene.
That's right. I drove up from Washington 10 years ago today to see what had happened up here when there were reports of a fourth hijacked aircraft crashing here. And, it was really sort of baffling when I got here. We were taken to a ridge overlooking this site, and there was almost nothing that could visibly tell you that a plane had gone down here. There were no tail sections, no pieces of wing or fuselage, just a trench that was smoldering, and a trench certainly not large enough to hold a big airliner. So, I think this crash sort of got overwhelmed by what had happened in New York and Washington that day. But in the weeks that followed, as people found out what the passengers and crew had done to try to save the Capitol or other people who might have met the same fate as those in the World Trade Center or the Pentagon, as people heard that story, it really uplifted the country, I think, a country very much in need of uplifting in those days after 9/11.
And former President Clinton, who also spoke at the event yesterday, he spoke quite movingly about that rebellion on Flight 93 that people say may have prevented hijackers from reaching their intended target in Washington, D.C. Here's that clip.
With almost no time to decide, they gave the entire country an incalculable gift. They saved the Capitol from attack. They saved God knows how many lives. They saved the terrorists from claiming the symbolic victory of smashing the center of American government. And they did it as citizens.
And President Biden, in his remarks yesterday, also acknowledged that his life may have been saved by the actions of the passengers and crew on United 93.
Later today, President Obama will be laying a wreath at the memorial. But what can we expect at that scene right now?
Well, President Obama will not be a part of this service. So my understanding is that the people will clear much of this area, and the president will walk along this memorial wall, the wall that has been finished, that stretches from the entrance along the site of the crash. It's a black walkway with a low black wall, but comes within about 100 yards of the crash site. And then the president will walk up to the Wall of Names, which was unveiled yesterday, which is 40 panels, 8 feet high. Each panel has a name of one of the passengers or crew.
And that memorial is actually unfinished. In search of funds, actually.
Yes, the memorial is unfinished. There's a visitor center yet to come, and the National Park Foundation, which is raising money for it, is $10 million short of the $62 million needed to complete the project. Yesterday, actually, it was quite interesting. President Clinton found out that they were $10 million short, and during his remarks, he announced that he had talked with House Speaker John Boehner, who was in the audience yesterday as well, and the two of them had decided that they would jointly hold a fundraiser in Washington to raise the $10 million. And the president concluded by echoing the words of Todd Beamer, one of the passengers on the plane, by saying, let's get this done, let's roll.
That's NPR's John Idsty. He first went to Shanksville 10 years ago. He's there today. John, thank you for talking with us.
You're welcome, Audie.